There's a code of silence, and it can't go on.
Hi, folks. I'm Alan Watt, and this is Cutting Through the Matrix.
Mm-hmm. Well, all the religions, actually,
all of them, yeah.
They've all been created to move this plan forward.
Yeah.
But my question is, would they be of that elite status that you're talking about and not of this, what we know as Jews today?
Well, again, according to Theosophy and Albert Pike of the Scottish Rite of Masonry, also called the Rite of Perfection, they both said that they, meaning going back to the days of Pythagoras, had been behind the creation of all major religions and revolutions.
It would be that international priesthood you told us about?
That's right. I mean, Adam Weishaupt, when he did not create the Illuminati. He was only one branch in his lifetime. And they got exposed, basically. And Weishaupt himself said that we must never go into lodges under a real name. He said, so that they adopted many different front names for their actual religion. Some of them in Germany were called the Bienen Order.
The what?
The Order of the Bees.
Bees, the Bee Order?
Yep, and that's why they had the beehive as their symbol. And you'll see George Washington, remember, 1776 is no coincidence for Weishaupt or Washington. And Washington has the beehive down in the corner of his famous painting. So he certainly said that he knew that Illuminati were in America, and I'm sure he definitely did know. But these guys have been behind all revolutions down through history. Napoleon Bonaparte, again, had a cloak made covered with golden bees that he took from a tomb in Egypt. You have the Mormons, another Masonic that created group. And of course they have on their flag there in Utah the beehive. So the beehive is very important to them. And you go all the way back to Plato, and he said we shall create the major cities, which are artificial creations, to change the world, and these cities will be our beehives. So this goes on and on does through the ages.
That's what it reminds you, that's what a city reminds you of too, isn't it?
It's artificial.
A bee, yes.
You see, there's either the natural system that was created here, or you have the artificial system. The natural system remains pretty static for thousands or millions of generations.
And what was the natural?
It was living with the nature as it was made or given to us. The artificial system is alteration through science for science's sake, stage by stage, to an ultimate goal where everything will be reordered. And in Masonry, they say that their job is to create that or perfect that which was left imperfect. And by that, they mean everything in the world, including basic man himself.
Most people go through their life never even coming close to figuring out that the system they're living in is a planned system. It didn't evolve by itself. Every stage was planned, and the major events that would happen through their lifetime that were outside of their control were also planned. Most people never wake up to that. They never figure out that we're in an artificial system which can only spawn more deviancy with every generation. They've known this even with animals since the 1700s. They still do the same test today for psychology students, where they put rats in a cage, a big cage, and it starts off they had a magic number, and all their social behavior disappears and becomes deviant, and they attack each other. It's the same with us today. They're cramming more and more people into cities. Plato talked about the city being the beehive, which would be used to bring in this new elitist form of control. He called the guardian class were the ones who were the elite. And he said, we shall use the beehive where the people will be put, because once they're in the beehive where nothing is normal, any normalcy can be given to them and constantly changed according to the plans. And sure enough, that's what's happening today. A city cannot even grow its own food. It lives in a completely artificial system, a pariahical system, really, where you have an elite at the top, or at least the ones you see visibly in the public eye, and everyone feeds off the person below right to the very bottom. It's an anti-humane system, built on being successful and fit enough to compete. And if you don't fall into the right categories, you end up on the street. And we call this civilization.
It's an audience question. We're almost out of time. I'd like Alan to start investigating occult, aliens, Atlantis, demons, ghosts, paranormal stuff. What do you think about that area of research?
I know how it started, because there were many, many rebellions fomented in the Middle Ages and across Europe, fomented by naturally dissatisfied peasantry generally, who were goaded on by other peoples who wanted to eventually attain power for themselves. It was very simple in those days to get the peasants to attack the power structures, because the power structures, pre-Luther, for instance, was a kind of monolithic Catholic culture. And in the Catholic culture, they dispensed privileges to different people. You could buy bishoprics and tax the people, for instance, from the Catholic Church in Germany. So you found some of the other groups that were disaffected or had been hit by the Catholic Church got together, and they went into Kabbalism. Kabbalism is an old Jewish tradition, and wherever Jews had it hard, they would retreat back into a Kabbalistic magic or superstition. You understand? It was a traditional with them. But anyway, the Christian types started to call it Christian Kabbalah, because only from the Old Testament, which is a revolutionary book, everything, every main revolution in the world has come out of Christendom, uses the Old Testament version, which is Judaic, and had been persecuted, and therefore it's a right to stand up and fight whatever enemy it was. You find the same thing with Cromwell. Cromwell used lots of courts, all Judaic, for the rights to bring in a different kind of society, using a kind of modified religion. So anyway, a lot of these particular groups came out, including the Illuminati group and Weishaupt and all the rest of it. Weishaupt was only one member, and one little lodge of the Bienen Order of Germany, the Order of the Bees. The beehive represents the perfectly ordered society. And he does, that's the same symbol. In fact, that was the first experiment they set up in their back garden of the Royal Society in England, which is a scientific Freemasonic society set up to guide the world along the proper areas of science and directions of science. So, and all the way back to Egypt as well. And in the US and some of the highly Freemasonic states in the US, like Utah, where Mormons are, their symbol is the beehive again. So these are all old symbols that go back for thousands of years, many of them, which are still used by the disaffected to bring in what they believe is a perfect society. Eugenicists, of course, like it too, for an ordered society.
I was watching the movie Surrogates.
Uh-huh.
And by Bruce Willis, it came out about a year ago, and I've been listening to what you've been saying about Plato and the beehive.
Mm-hmm.
And I did notice that a clip in the film, it's a futuristic movie, and it singles out a scene, and it says bee, and it keeps saying bee, and in the background of this futuristic advertisement, it has the honeycombed shapes, and I don't know if that's I don't know if that's related, but I just found that interesting. And hearing what you've been saying about the beehive mentality,
mm-hmm.
and how we are shaped like a hive.
Yes, you find too that even Napoleon wrote about it. In fact, when Napoleon took his boys off to Egypt on a jaunt between wars, he went through different tombs of Egypt and opened up one of the pyramids, and he found in one of the tombs around the pyramids, near the pyramids, someone who had been buried with a lot of golden, solid gold bees on the mummy, and he took the bees and had it made into put on his cape, and he made that the symbol of his army, was the beehive, and he believed that was a perfect system to run the whole world. So you're quite right. Yeah.
Doesn't the Pope wear something similar on his head, a crown? It's like a hive.
Yes, there is the tiered hat there, the three tiers on it, and it symbolizes a beehive. Yeah.
I just think that's amazing that that shows a connection to the ancient, mm-hmm. and how it's come up all these years. I think. I mean, amazing.
It is, and even in ancient Egypt too, they kept the bees that they were kept by the monks, and that was a symbol of Cleopatra as well. The beehive and the queen at the top. Everybody serves the queen. That was your purpose. And it's a very ancient symbol, as I say, the beehive for the perfect society. Remember, too, when a bee gets kind of older at a certain age, they kill it off and it's replaced by a new one. Nothing is wasted. The control freaks today love that system. That's why they're bringing in euthanasia booths and all the rest of it for the elderly. Yeah.
From myself, Alan Watt, it's good night to me, your God or your gods go with you.